Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield and I am so thankful that you're here with me on this very special Monday. This is, depending on your tradition or religious background, Holy Week, Passion Week, the week in which we prepare our hearts for the resurrection of Jesus, the memory of that resurrection, the power of that resurrection. This week, we're going to be listening to Derek Prince teach all week a series called It Cost All He Had. What perfect timing. And I hope that Christ is formed in you afresh this week. I hope that the power of his resurrection lives in your soul. I hope that the Spirit of God, in a sense, recreates the resurrection power of Jesus in you this week. What a great week to walk along with Derek Prince in contemplating how Jesus gave up his life, surrendered everything so that we could walk in all that God ordained. Now listen, this is going to be a great series. Join us every day for this. It's going to be powerful. If you miss any of it, log on to derekprince.org. You'll find all of this teaching. You can listen to each session as many times as you want, and you'll also find other great teachings as well. So get your notes, get a Bible, call a friend, and this week, let's fill ourselves with Jesus. Let's be filled afresh. Let's not just remember the resurrection. Let's experience it this week as Derek Prince teaches us about how it cost Jesus all he had.
Tonight I want to deal with perhaps the most glorious theme of the Bible. And I have to say right now, I feel unworthy to deal with it. But I feel God wants me to do my best, and that's all I can do. I want to say tonight that the cross revealed the love of God in a way that perhaps nothing else could ever reveal it. And the love of God, I believe, is the greatest single fact in the universe. It's the explanation of the universe. That's why there is a universe, because of the love of God. All creation, all God's activities, all proceed out of his love. What a difference it makes when you realize that this earth and this universe is not just a series of accidents, but it all proceeds out of the loving heart of our Father God. What a difference it makes to your life when you realize you're not an accident looking for somewhere to happen. You're part of a divine, eternal plan conceived in love. I want to turn for my first scripture tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and read verses 6, 7, and 8. In these verses, Moses attempted an impossible task. He attempted to explain the love of God. It's very interesting to see just where he ended up. He's speaking to God's chosen people of the Old Covenant, Israel, and he's trying to tell them why God chose them and why God loved them. He explains one reason that was not the reason for God's love. But when he comes to explain the reason for God's love, he just stops. Let me read the words and you'll see. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself. I want to point out that God's choice is the decisive factor in our lives. Not our choice, but God's choice. He has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the least of all peoples. You were the most insignificant, the most unlikely. How many of us could identify with that? God didn't choose me because I was so great or so wonderful or so talented or so righteous. In fact, I was the least significant, the least important, the most unlikely. Have you ever noticed how God delights to choose the unlikely people? When I was at Cambridge University as a student and later as a member of the faculty of my college, King's College, Cambridge, I was far from God. I had abandoned Christianity. I'd given it up as an outmoded relic from the past. And I had turned to philosophy and other studies to find the reason for life. And I lived a very carnal, self-pleasing, godless life. And in some ways, I was somewhat notorious. And during the 7 years that I was at Cambridge, no born-again Christian ever once witnessed to me of his faith. Well, then, called into the British Army in World War II, in my first year in the Army, I had a dramatic encounter with the Lord Jesus, came to know him in a very personal way, was called into his service, and about 7 years later, returned to Cambridge. And then I met some of the born-again Christians. And when they discovered I was a Christian, they said we could have believed it would be anybody but you. Well, I was glad God didn't have the same attitude. So when you see somebody really unlikely, just start praying for them. So Moses says to Israel, God didn't choose you because you were wonderful, because you were special, because you were righteous, because you were great. Why did he choose you? Well, now you think you're going to get the answer, don't you? In verse 8. But all he says is, but because the Lord loves you, and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
You know, there's a theme in what Derek just taught that I find to be one of the most liberating of all. It's the idea that God did not set his love on us or send Jesus to the cross for us because we were anything magnificent or great, but really just the opposite, because we were pitiful. As God said through Moses, the Lord did not set his love on you or choose you because you were more in number than other people, for you were the least of all peoples. That's what God told Israel. You know, it's freeing to know that God loves us because we are weak and pitiful, and yet his love ennobles us. What a great thought for Holy Week. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of his shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at DerekPrince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad that you're joining me here on this Monday, because we've just launched a perfect teaching series by Derek Prince for this week before Easter called It Cost All He Had. And Derek has been teaching us about how Jesus laid down his life for us, gave his all, so that we, a pitiful, weak, and sinful people, could be a people unto God. It's very moving to think about it. And what a great time here in this Easter week, as we not only want to know about the resurrection, but we want to experience the resurrection in our souls. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about how it cost all he had.
So why did the Lord love you? He loved you because he loved you. And that's the bottom line. The unexplained love of God is the greatest single fact in the universe, and no one will ever explain it. Don't try to find reasons why God loved you. Just believe that He does. The Apostle John said, "We know and have believed the love that God has for us." It's so important to know it and to believe it. Tonight I want to try in some faint measure to give you a standard by which to measure the love that God has for you and me, demonstrated, as I've said, in the cross. I want to turn to two parables of Jesus in Matthew chapter 13. They're both very short and very simple. Matthew chapter 13. And we're going to be reading from verse 44. Now, I have to tell you that parables can be interpreted in various different ways. And I'm not suggesting tonight the way I'm going to interpret these parables is the only way. If you have a different way of interpreting them, that's fine. Just be patient with me. But the way that God has made these real to me is very precious to me. It's given me a new way of estimating the love of God. It's made the love of God more real to me. And if I can do that for you, then let's not bother if there are other possible interpretations. Let's let the Holy Spirit just speak as He will. I want to suggest to you that one way to understand the love of God, to appreciate it, is to try to estimate the price that He paid to redeem us from our sins. Because when you see the price that God was willing to pay, it gives you some faint idea of the measure of His love. And I'm going to use these two parables as a way of depicting the love that God has, the price that His love caused Him to pay to redeem us from our sins. Each of these parables speaks about a man who saw something that he valued so greatly that he sold everything he had to buy that thing. And although he had to make these tremendous sacrifices, he was just filled with joy for what he'd been able to buy. So let's look at the parables, and then I'll give you my understanding of them. Matthew 13, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. You see, there's a close parallel. Now, I want to suggest to you that tonight we're going to view Jesus as the man that made the purchase. You know that the word to redeem means to buy back. Redemption is buying something back. Let's try and fill in the background a little. Why was the treasure hidden in the field? Well, the Bible doesn't tell us, but if you know anything about the Middle East, it's pretty easy to depict a scenario in which that could happen. The Middle East has been a very troubled area for many, many, many centuries, and many times invading bands of marauders and robbers have swept across the country, pillaging and looting and murdering. And let's suppose there's this man who's wealthy. He has a beautiful home, and the message comes urgently that there's a band of marauders coming his way. And he looks at all his wealth and his treasures, and he says, "I don't want them to fall into the hands of these marauders." So he takes everything that's truly valuable and packs it all up in a chest and carries it out into a field, digs deep, and buries it, covers it up. Then we don't know what happens, but maybe the marauders came and they murdered the man, but they never found the treasure. So for who knows how many centuries, that treasure was lying there in that field. And then one day this man in the parable was walking across the field and he stumbled over something, kicked his toe against it. At first he thought it was just one of the countless rocks that are scattered over that land. But when he looked down, he saw that it was the corner of a chest that had been buried under the soil. And so, prompted by curiosity, he began to get below the surface and see what was there, and he managed to prise open a little corner of the lid, and he saw incredible wealth, gold, silver, jewels, and he realized that was hidden there in the field. Well, he knew that if he wanted legitimate ownership of that wealth, he had to do one thing. What was that? He had to buy the field. Once he owned the field, he owned the treasure, you see? Well, he inquired about the price of the field, and everybody wondered really why he wanted to buy that field, because it had never been a very productive field. It mainly produced thistles, but the owner of the field wanted a monstrous price, and he wouldn't come down. So this man, because he wanted the treasure, said, well, I'll pay the price. And when he worked it out, it meant he had to sell everything he had. I can picture him going home to his wife, saying, honey, we're going to buy that field. That field? What do you want that field for? Nothing ever grew in it. Oh, but I want that field. Well, how much are you going to pay? Well, he named the sum. Where are you going to get the money? We're going to sell everything we have. We're going to sell the house. We're going to sell the furniture. We're going to sell the farm. We're going to sell our implements. We're going to sell our animals. We're going to sell our spare clothing. You must be crazy. Whatever for? You wait. You'll understand. So he sold the whole of all that he owned and had just the money that he needed to buy the field. And when he bought the field and got all the legal deeds absolutely tied up, then he said to his wife, now come and I'll show you why I bought the field. And he began to dig down and he came to the chest, prised open the lid, and she gasped at the incredible treasures that were in that chest.
Isn't it great to know that there's no reason that God loves us? He just does. You know, I don't want to spend my life looking for things about myself for God to love, because that creates legalism, it creates bondage. The fact is, He simply has set His love on us. We can't do anything to earn it. There's not anything about us that He particularly loves. He has simply chosen to set His love on us. How liberating that is in this week of celebrating the great love of Jesus Christ. Listen, there's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Jesus' sacrifice on the cross did more than rescue us from an eternity of separation from God. As wonderful as that truth is, the power of His shed blood accomplished so much more. The fact is, few Christians truly understand the astonishing depth and breadth of Christ's redemptive work. Now, in the book, The Power of the Sacrifice, Derek Prince reveals how the cross provides so much more than a ticket to heaven. Through its pages, you'll discover that when the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness remarkable results and benefits. These truths are so important that we want you to have a copy of your own, free and postage paid. All you need to do is ask for it when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the book are both free. Receive the power of the sacrifice into your life today. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad you're with me here on this Monday. And with me in the studio today is Dick Leggett, the president of Derek Prince Ministries, and David Holland, who's a producer of this show. Guys, great to have you with me.
Good to see you, Stephen.
Hi, thanks.
You know, I love the fact that Derek is shoving front and center the cross. And that's something that not only the modern church, but the Protestants particularly have a difficult time dealing with. You know, our Catholic brothers and sisters keep crucifixes front and center and hang the cross everywhere. And, you know, there may be that bothers us Protestants to some extent, but there's still a centrality to the cross. And when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2, I hear Paul say this: "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, Corinthians, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Mm. And there's almost an embarrassment, I think, about the cross for Protestants and some modern Christians. It's almost as though, well, Jesus is no longer on the cross. You know, He's off the cross now. We should think of Him as seated at the right hand of God the Father. But every victory that we experience as believers, every meaningful thing we experience as believers, comes from those six tragic hours on that day, you know, millennia ago in Jerusalem. I mean, how do you relate to this, Dick?
Well, very personally, because that was really the thing that brought me to the Lord. I had grown up in church. I'd heard all the stories. I was fine with it, but when I was confronted with the truth that Jesus died for me, He would have died for me alone. And that was the way the truth was presented. Someone told me what He had experienced in the way of suffering on the cross, and that He would have done it for me alone if I had been the only person on the face of the earth. I was overwhelmed. And then, to top it off, they sang the song that is really one of my favorites now, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. And we sang the verse that said, "Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." At that point, I capitulated. I said, "Okay, Lord, I'm all yours."
Well, you know, I spent some time studying the crucifixion. There's some great books out there like Doctor at Calvary and some other books about those 6 hours. And I mean, when you really understand the process of crucifixion, when you really understand what Jesus endured just as a man, not to mention that 3 hours into those 6 hours, halfway through, God laid the sin of the world upon Him. The world went dark. And Jesus bore all of the isolation of man. I mean, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," my God, yes, why have you forsaken me? He was carrying the abandonment of the human race, or the sense of abandonment that the human race felt. And so I'm just thankful that in this Holy Week, we're really thinking about these things and allowing Christ really to be formed in us afresh. It's a powerful time with Derek. Now, Dave, we've got something we want to get to the people that will really help them in sort of understanding the sacrifice of Jesus and a lifestyle of sacrifice.
Absolutely, Stephen. We have a really powerful booklet that Derek wrote about the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross, how to apply it to your life, what it does for you, the many things that were made available to you on the cross through the blood of Jesus. This little booklet's called The Power of the Sacrifice. It's a really amazing book. In fact, we want everyone who needs it and wants it to have it at absolutely no cost. We want to sow that into their lives because we know it will have such a huge impact on them. If you want to receive the booklet, The Power of the Sacrifice, just grab it online if you want to by going to derekprince.org.
And Dave, they can also get that booklet by calling 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. Well, listen, we're going to have a great week. In fact, at the end of this week, we have another visit from Scott Ross, whom people will know from the 700 Club. He's going to be coming to us from Virginia Beach, Virginia, down there at CBN. And so it's going to be a great week. Guys, thanks for being with me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Good to be with you again, Stephen.
Well, listen, you aren't going to want to miss any of this, particularly since this week we're so focused on the cross. Derek is teaching us so powerfully here as we head into Easter. Let's not just hear about the resurrection. Let's experience the resurrection power of Jesus. Well, that's all the time we have now for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to get your own free copy of Derek's eye-opening booklet, The Power of the Sacrifice, when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Call toll-free now, and we'll send you a copy free and postage paid. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.